Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. Alex Newman, your host here. Folks, I'm really excited about our next guest. I had the opportunity to go see him out in Texas just a few weeks ago, and he is doing just so many amazing things. I can't imagine how he's able to keep up with it all. He's got a health company that produces all kinds of amazing products. He's got an AI system that he's building. He does multiple shows. He's just involved in everything, and he's got a great dog. Referring, of course, to Mike Adams. He's the Health Ranger. He does a lot. He works on, he did a book called Food Forensics, number one in science books on Amazon. He publishes naturalnews.com, which is an excellent, excellent resource for information on what's going on. He also founded the healthrangerstore.com. I got to see a little bit of like the behind the scenes there. Just stunning, stunning thing that they've got going there. They've got clean foods. They've got a laboratory, the superfoods. They've got supplements, personal care stuff, all kinds of amazing things. And he's the founder of Brighteon.com, which of course we have used quite a bit here. It's a free speech video platform. And now he's even working on AI, artificial intelligence. He is one of the most brilliant minds on our side when it comes to AI. So I'm really excited to have him on the program. Welcome to the program, Mike Adams. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Alex. Wow, that, I mean, I'm not sure I deserved all that intro, but thank you for the shout outs. I'm a big fan of you and your work. I'm just honored to be on your show.
Hey, I appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. So I want to start with MAHA. You know, Robert F. Kennedy and Donald Trump had a big press conference, and they actually did talk about vaccines, but you probably wouldn't know that from reading the fake media. They just wanted to focus only on Tylenol, and then you had, of course, the weirdos eating large amounts of Tylenol, I guess, to show how terrible Trump was. What do you make of this? Are we reaching a turning point in this country when it comes to awareness of how all these big pharmaceutical companies and even the food companies are really, I mean, just to be blunt, poisoning us?
Well, my take on this is that RFK Jr. knows exactly the truth about all of this. And so does Dr. Oz, by the way. And years ago, I was on Dr. Oz's show. I got to talk with him personally behind the scenes. Dr. Oz is extremely well informed about natural health and nutrition for the prevention and the reversal of chronic degenerative disease. And so is RFK Jr. So both of those men, I think they really had to hold their tongues at that recent announcement between Trump and Pfizer. And this is also what has set off the MAHA movement. And even myself, I've been very critical of Trump in the last couple of days for this very reason, because America is not unhealthy due to a lack of pharmaceuticals at affordable prices. Pharmaceuticals aren't even healthcare in my book. They are sick care. They mask symptoms. They manage sickness for profit. And what we really need, the big picture, is we need freedom. We need freedom to tell the truth about the properties of nutritional supplements, alternative medicine, chiropractic care, natural medicine, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, you know, you name it, but also superfoods, homeopathy, herbs. But see, the FDA enforces a speech monopoly against all of those providers of products and services that actually can help people be healthier, products and services that can prevent and in many cases reverse diseases, including cancer and diabetes and heart disease and so on. But in this country, we're not allowed to say those things. Or the FTC will come after you and fine you and shut you down and seize your customer records and seize all your products. They've done that to numerous companies, including companies promoting tart cherry extract as a cure for gout, which it does very effectively. And even the Palm Wonderful company that makes the pomegranate juice that was simply telling the truth about pomegranates and how they help with prostate health concerns and other things. So the big issue here, Alex, is that we need to restore First Amendment freedoms to the areas of health and medicine. That's it. And so far, Trump is not doing that. He's doing deals with the problem, which is big pharma, in my opinion. And the FDA keeps getting bigger and more powerful. That's why I kind of love this government shutdown. I think we should completely dismantle the FDA. We should reform just a food safety division that does food testing. I agree with that. Let's test foods, especially imported foods, test them for heavy metals, test them for glyphosate, test them for E. coli. I get that. But the FDA mostly functions as the promotional arm of big pharma, and that is against the interests of the American people.
Absolutely. And I agree with you 110%, Mike, if that were possible. We had Robert F. Kennedy on this program before he became HHS secretary. And it was obvious to me, the guy understood completely what's going on here. And he was talking about the CIA and the bioweapons. I mean, this guy knows all of it, although I guess he's probably been told not to speak too openly to avoid unhinged attacks from, oh, certain unnamed senators on the payroll, yeah. Big Pharma, right. And things like that. But and this leads right into AI too. And I do want to do a quick promo for you. You're not like a partner of ours. You know, we don't have any financial relationship, but I got to see some of the stuff you were making, and you actually sent us home with some products and just amazing stuff. Like, my kids loved those, the little fruit things that you gave us,
munchies.
The dehydrated.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so good what you're working on there, and really grateful.
Hey, and your son also is a speed cuber, and he solved this. I challenged him, and he just solved it very quickly. So we have this in common, apparently.
Yeah, I've got a few sons that love those little things. Yep. But no, there's so much here when it comes to Big Pharma, and I wonder what Trump is doing. But I want to turn now to AI, because we're now seeing artificial intelligence come in. It's being used for censorship, including on topics like you mentioned. Our last episode, we had my friend John Richardson on. He one of the things he does is he does Operation World Without Cancer, and he talks about what he says are the benefits of apricot seeds, vitamin B17,
Laetrile.
The YouTube took it down. They said it was medical misinformation. This is not allowed on YouTube. And, of course, that was all AI. So AI is obviously being used now as a tool for censorship, for totalitarianism. It's being now melded with healthcare. I saw Epic now is integrating AI. Trump has talked about this. The federal government has talked about feeding all of your health data into these databases that would then be used by AI to figure out what, and even early on in his administration, he talked about using AI to develop personalized mRNA cancer vaccines. So for me, this is actually very frightening, Mike, and I'm not a person who gets frightened easily, but this seems like a dystopia they're building. And so I want to hear your thoughts on how AI is being used and weaponized against health, against freedom, and how, on the flip side, AI could be, and I think yours is a good example of that, Brighteon.ai. You have trained this now on good science data, good medical data, and so you can use Brighteon.ai to find information that you wouldn't be able to find through the ChatGPTs or whatever. Talk to us about AI, first of all, as a threat, and second of all, as a potential useful tool in this fight.
Absolutely. It can be used in both ways. And let me also mention, our Brighteon.ai is free. So it's not a commercial plug or anything. It's free of charge. It's our gift to the world. And it beats Grok, and it beats ChatGPT and every AI engine on health and nutrition questions, including vaccines. So everybody, you know, just go use it for free. Now, yes, AI is being weaponized, and it's being controlled by Big Pharma to be used to push more pharmaceuticals. And the ultimate goal is to replace human doctors with AI that can write prescriptions. Okay, that's the goal, because they want this algorithmic automated mass prescription system. And you notice how Trump just did a deal with Pfizer. He's gonna have TrumpRx.gov, which is gonna be, you know, somehow Trump's name with a government website. I'm not sure how this is gonna work long-term with a private sector corporation to push these drugs. That's their goal. Now, the way this is being done in AI is by using the term safety. So California just passed a law that is an AI safety law. And you know how the Democrats like to use the terms disinformation or misinformation to shut down anybody who's saying things like there are only two genders?
Right.
Well, the word safety is going to be used to shut down any AI that says, hey, vaccines might be a danger to some people, or that these prescription drugs or the psychiatric drugging of children might be dangerous and might lead to suicidal ideation, for example. That's gonna be flagged as a safety violation, okay? And so safety is the term to roll out AI that is controlled, just like Wikipedia is controlled, by the corporations and the CIA to push specific narratives and to push specific revenue models that enrich Big Pharma at the expense of the American people, who are not healthy, even though we have the highest healthcare costs in the world. Even though we take more pharmaceuticals than any other nation in the world, we are also the least healthy and the most obese of any nation in the world. I mean, even Pete Hegseth said to those 900 generals, "Ah, y'all are just too fat, you know, too fat to lead the military." And he's not wrong, you know. How do we get there? Well, prescription drugs, processed foods, and censorship. So AI is going to be used for that censorship. But on the flip side of that, Alex, I use AI to decentralize human knowledge, to bypass censorship. And in fact, we're about to release free of charge a downloadable model, which is a GGUF file that you can run on any system if you have a graphics card. And you'll be able to run local inference, as it's called, and just have a chatbot running locally that's not in the cloud. It works even if the internet goes down, et cetera. And it's trained on all of our material, which is millions and millions of pages of content, articles, books, transcripts you name it. I've curated that content for almost 2 years myself, and we've put it into these engines. We've spent a couple of million dollars doing this, and we're giving it away for free because we believe in decentralized knowledge. I want to reach 1 billion people in multiple languages. We're going to have multilingual versions of this coming out next year, free of charge, to let people access the truth about nutrition and health and natural medicine and alternative therapies without their governments controlling what they're allowed to know.
Yeah, it's so exciting, Mike. Frankly, I don't know how you find the time or the energy to do all of this, but I'm really glad that you are doing it. We're almost out of time, Mike, but I do want to ask you, are you optimistic in light of everything going on? I mean, we just kind of discussed this dichotomy. The totalitarians are raging and using all these systems against us. But of course, freedom-minded people are also using these technologies for good purposes. Are you optimistic that we can beat the tyrants and preserve freedom, or what do you think?
Well, actually, I think the machine-driven mass human extermination will make a lot of that a moot point, but I don't think they'll succeed in killing everybody. But I do want to say, I mean, we can have another conversation another day. I do believe that this race for superintelligence is super dangerous. And there's even a book out there that says, if anyone builds it, everyone dies. And that's actually, that's written by two machine learning experts. You should take that book seriously. I believe that's exactly where this is headed. Whether it's China or the US that achieves superintelligence first, the machines will be out of control. And then there will be competition for critical resources such as the power grid and water and land. And it's not that the machines want to kill humanity, it's just that we'll be in the way. And they will simply take our resources and leave us to die. That's almost certainly going to happen. And I've interviewed numerous experts on this. Some say there's a 99% chance that that's going to happen. So I don't think our $37 trillion budget deficit is our biggest problem. I think it's the coming machine-driven extermination.
Wow. So what do we do about this? I mean, that's one of those problems. This is like an asteroid's coming to hit us. Like, you know, should we be preparing? Should we be trying to stop this? What would you recommend?
Decentralize your life and become hard to kill.
Okay. By getting healthy and...
Well, yeah. And also you're going to need self-defense drones yourself. You're going to need defensive robots and defensive drones because we're going to be in a Skynet kind of war with the machines. And I know this sounds like science fiction to some people. It's not. It's actually coming. But the easiest way that AI will kill humans is just turn off the power grid. So one of the things that you can do is become more power self-sufficient with, you know, solar generators or backup generators, and get out of the big cities because they're very hard to live in when the power goes down. Whereas in a more rural area, you have a better chance of surviving. So this is a topic that more and more people are going to become aware of. It's a very, and look, I do AI research. I build AI engines. I've seen advanced reasoning and cognitive skills coming out of even the open source models. So I know what they're capable of, and humanity doesn't stand a chance if we pursue superintelligence.
Wow.
I mean, think about Book of Revelation also, the beast system and all of that, because maybe this has been foretold.
Yeah, these are some important warnings. Really, really happy that you could join us today, Mike. I'm gonna get you back soon. These topics deserve much more in-depth conversation, much more in-depth exploration. So thank you very much for joining us. What's the best way for people? I know you do multiple shows. They're amazing. I was blessed to go on just a couple weeks ago. What's the best way to follow you? Naturalnews.com, social media. How do people keep in touch with you and follow what you're doing?
Well, I'm on X at Health Ranger. My written articles are on naturalnews.com. I've also got a Substack, Health Ranger, and then Brighteon.com is where you can find my videos and commentary. And I'm very much uncensored, so I just want to give a trigger warning to everybody. I'm with you, Alex, of course, I honor you. I'm being very low-key and very polite. In my own private podcast, I'm a little bit more unleashed, so just be prepared for that.
Well, sometimes people need the unvarnished truth. They really appreciate it, Mike. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for what you're doing. We will talk to you again very soon, and God bless you.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
Powerful, powerful information, folks. Go check out Brighteon. He's doing some really, really good work there. Now, don't go away. We're going to be right back in just a minute. The United Abominations is coming after your kids. I mean, you already knew that, but they are officially claiming that states do not have the authority to protect children from the perversion and the filth and the obscenity and the LGBT nonsense and the critical race theory in the books, in the brainwash camps. Coming up on the other side of this break, we have a very special guest to break it all down.
All right, checking gold prices today, and this is the first week of October, and we're almost at $4,000 an ounce. I've got on my screen here $3,984. Gold is rising very rapidly, and also silver prices, although a little bit more flat today. They're very close to $48. Silver's probably going to cross 50 pretty soon. Now, don't take this as financial advice. Do your own research. But the trend is undeniable. Gold and silver are exploding in terms of dollar denomination because, of course, the value of the dollar is sinking. Dollars are being destroyed by money printing and debt spending, while gold and silver are doing their job by preserving wealth. And of course, if you want to preserve your wealth, you need to get more gold and silver. We've partnered with the Battalion Metals Company. We've been working with them for years, actually. This is what used to be Treasure Island, and they launched this new online presence with new improved services. It's called Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. It takes you straight to Battalion Metals, and there you can shop for gold and silver coins from all the trusted mints. No shenanigans, no bait and switch, not trying to sell you weird, like 3-ounce numismatics that nobody wants, or other weird odd coins. There's none of that garbage. This is a trustworthy family-run business in precious metals that's been around literally for generations. They have discreet, insured delivery and vaulting services, including IRA vaulting. And seriously, check them out. Check out their prices. You can see their prices online in real time. So you can see that they're not playing, you know, rip-off games or anything like that. Honest pricing, honest products. Now, if you use discount code RANGER, if you place any order with them for physical delivery, use RANGER, they will waive the shipping insurance fee. And that saves you something. It's not a huge part of every sale, but every little bit counts. It helps you maximize the amount of metal you actually get. And I believe it's critical right now to have physical gold and silver in your hands. As the dollar collapses and as we face the possibility of a banking system collapse, and even ultimately a U.S. empire collapse that some people are predicting, something like the way the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, well, if that happens, the dollar is toast. And then the value that you'll have left is either what you have in metals, what you have in property, what you have in hard assets. And at that point, you may want to consider also goldbacks, which are these. Here's a stack of goldbacks. I keep these on my desk because I hand them out to people. I give them to guests and other people. Each one of these right now is 1/1000th of an ounce of physical gold inside the goldback. And these are available in different denominations with larger amounts of gold in them. So the gold is actually in the goldback, and then these allow you to spend gold like cash. And people love them at farmers markets and certain merchants across different states. And more states are opening up for goldbacks, and more states are recognizing gold and silver as legal tender as well. You know, not necessarily in this form, but in any form, just that gold and silver ounces are recognized as legal tender in many, many states. And more states are coming. So if you want to get goldbacks, go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, where we explain what goldbacks are, and I share my lab testing results, because we actually melted these down using a kiln, and we did different types of tests. There's the melting test. There's the acid stone test for gold purity, and we weighed them on an analytical balance in our lab to look at the actual gold mass, and then this is our ICP-MS for the gold atomic analysis. And then at the end, we produce this chart that you can see here. If you scroll down, there it is. This is the recovery chart. So out of goldbacks, how much was expected in terms of gold mass? Here's how much we recovered. So the least amount we recovered was about 102%. And the highest amount was 107%. That was out of the five goldback units. So you're actually getting slightly more than the promised amount of gold in the goldbacks. And this is critical because, you know, we have independently confirmed that these actually do contain the gold that they claim to contain. Otherwise, obviously, we wouldn't be, you know, promoting them. So you can order these from verifiedgoldbacks.com. Just click this button right here. You see this? Click this to order goldbacks. And as gold prices go up, goldbacks also go up in value right along with gold. So when I first started mentioning goldbacks, they were $3 and something per goldback, and now they're over $7 per goldback. So those of you who already purchased goldbacks, you've probably seen them double in value, if not more, depending on when you purchase them. So those are the two options we have available for you. We have Battalion Metals that you can reach via metalswithmike.com for gold and silver coins that are recognized coins from recognized mints, or goldbacks from verifiedgoldbacks.com that you can allow you to spend gold like cash. So those are the options we have available for you. And just, again, don't take this as financial advice. Check with your own financial advisors. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, the people who listen to this and who got gold in the last couple of years or silver, they have seen the value of that just skyrocket in terms of dollar denominations. In fact, gold was only around, well, just under $2,000 in 2022. And now it's about $4,000. So it's doubled in about 3 years, or maybe a little bit over 3 years. That is significant. That is outperforming almost all of the stock market indexes and stock market funds and so on without the risk of stock market loss. Because when you have gold and silver in your hands, then there's no counterparty risk. You have it in your possession. You hold it, you own it, and it can't vanish overnight if a bank fails, or if a currency fails, or if a government fails. Gold and silver will outlast the dollar. They will outlast the United States government. They will outlast the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Mark my words. Gold's mentioned in the Bible. It's been around since the dawn of human civilization, and it will still be here after this whole system collapses, if it does. So you want real value that maintains that value? Gold and silver is your answer. Again, metalswithmike.com, and use discount code RANGER to have the shipping insurance waived off of your order. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting yourself so that you'll have some assets when, you know, when this economic storm blows through. It's going to be something interesting, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brightown.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.